was certainly close.
Yeah.
I don't think there's ever been one closer.
It wasn't close with the electoral vote.
Oh, yeah. But it was certainly close with the popular votes.
Oh, Lord.
I think if I were campaigning, I'd be a little scared if it got that tight.
Well, sir, we had a man, a delegate, two delegates from here, you know, up to the state capitol. And then there was one from this county, I know, if not two. I'm sure one went. Say, you looking for ashtrays?
Got one right over here.
Well,
am I going to ruin these cigar butts?
No.
These are...
Let me take them. I'll light them up tomorrow. Them things cost money.
Go to work on them tomorrow.
Yes. Our delegates was instructed to vote for Lyndon B. Johnson. That's when they left Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
Got out there.
Mm-hmm.
And when the thing come up to vote, well, there was no use for anybody else to vote.
Yeah.
He won the nomination by Jimmy on the first ballot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he had these states, don't you see, that we didn't know anything about, solid behind him.
Mm-hmm. Johnson pulled him, they said.
Well, Johnson, after he was nominated to run as vice president, he pulled a lot of stuff in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But that is after Kennedy had been nominated, and they nominated him there. Mm-hmm. Kennedy here. Who was it nominated? Nixon? Johnson to take a vote on him? In the convention over there? Sure, I guess they did.
I think they did.
No. But Kennedy asked for him and didn't get a quick reply.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, maybe that night, he had a long conclave with Sam Rayburn of Texas, and he advised him to run for vice president. That's where he got in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then...
He wouldn't have got in by himself.
No. So it suited Kennedy to allow the nomination for a vice president out of Texas, you see,
mm-hmm.
both Texas men.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew that there was two strong men in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, Texas might have went Republican.
That's true.
You see, Texas didn't, it has.
Mm-hmm.
It did in Ike's two elections. And Oklahoma didn't, but it did once. First time for Ike, and the next time I don't think it did, but then it went Republican this time for Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
And here in Oklahoma, you're going to see a pretty good Republican ticket this next election. It's my judgment.
I'll bet. They're certainly stumping.
They picked up so much stronger. You got so much stronger during them 8 years, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You know they're going to try for it, and they'll have to get by with some of them, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always been a joke party, though.
Yes, it has in this state, and maybe that way again when it comes to the state men. Now, I'm looking for a Republican candidate out for governor.
Mm-hmm. One with some hopes of winning.
You bet they'll have hopes of winning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who he'll be. Without an accident.
Mm.
He'll make... See, in the two primaries, we're fighting over which one of our Democrats is going to be the nominee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after two elections, we have one. Then he has to run in the fall against that state man, a Republican. On Republican ticket, there'll be several on that ticket.
Yeah, might pull some Democratic votes.
Yeah. I guess